Something is in progress again. Baruch Hashem, we're having a Shabbaton this week, and there are a lot of families that are going that Pashat need the chizuk for a situations going on in the family stuff. Some people are coming just to have the chizuk of I don't know, but I'm specifically talking about there could be only one. But this is what I got a call from a friend of mine that there's a family coming there, and I'm not sure who one of the spouses, one of the son was diagnosed. Chas v'shalom, nobody should ever know from it. And so the chizuk, he was telling me that. But then he added a comment. That's why I'm sharing this with you. He says, but it's something the doctors say they can heal, but still he needs to have chizuk. So you have a person that's facing a mortal enemy, but something of piteva he can win. So.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
No, so this comes to a very common question, I think, of what happens in understanding Teva and how we're supposed to act when a person has an ability. If a person sees a pathway in Teva that he can be helped, does that mean his betachon drops down, or does he feel more comfortable because of derech Teva he can be healed, or derech Teva doesn't make, in other words, the fact that he has derech Teva the way to get what he needs, does that lower her, does that bring him closer to the goal that he needs, or does it doesn't make a difference? These are the type of questions that wake you up. You think you understand.
How can he consider that like that's his miracle, so to speak?
Yeah.
Oh.
For chesed.
Right. Oh, then instead of getting something that would
have been so. Oh, so if you understand what Teva is, then or what a Siba is, then maybe you'll change your mind. No, I'm not, that's the purpose of today's class. So I heard the exact same comment. I heard different variations, but this is the underlying thing is does it, if it is a Teva, here's another variation within the world of business, world of money. So there's a guy, a friend of mine, actually, a good friend of mine, and he was doing well. And then he hit a time where his business started getting more complicated, and it wasn't happening. So what he was doing before, and so it was had a good year. Then he had it. So one time he called me one out of Shabbos. And we're talking, so how was your week? And he says, oh, wow, Baruch Hashem, you should know that Baruch Hashem, something happened. It happened, and it worked out very well. I say, oh, no. I said to him, no, David's helping. What's it? So he tells me, a similar comment, says to me, I don't can't take this. This just happened. I need Teva. I need Teva to work.
That's
where we're at. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Otherwise, you don't want
to have to help you. So I think this exact same variation, but I said to him, actually, don't say that because you don't. It is not Teva. And that's, I think that's the one. I wanted to bring this out in the share. By what's the answer? First, let me give you the answer from the parsha of this week in the month. It happened this week. And then I'll show it to you in Shabbat exactly what he says. And that's, I guess, when you learn Shabbat from inside, and you get a good understanding of what the Abishah wants of us in the world of Betachon. So then you're able to answer this answer. So here's another variation. I was in a place called prison, and they wanted me to be in prison for 27 years from Allah's son. And Apitava looked very bad because everything you were trying to do wasn't working. It wasn't working. And then suddenly, after first 4 years of hitting your head against, so we had Muna and Betachon, Hashem was in help, and I continued. And then after like 4 years, 5 years in, suddenly, the lawyers found. They remember everything was a job, as you can see. But they found evidence that they called in the legal world. It's called a constitutional violation. You know what that means? It means every American has constitutional rights. I'm not an American really, so it doesn't make a difference. But every American, if the name is not Rabashkin, then they have constitutional rights. And if you find that they violate your constitutional rights, then they throw the whole case out of. So they were convinced, I remember this, they were convinced that's the Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva, if I have a constitutional violation, They didn't find one. They found two. They found two. They found a Brady violation and a NAPU violation. All these crazy words. And a POU violation. And this is the earthquake that the lawyer was saying he needed to win to win. Okay, so I suddenly have a derech hatava to get out. So do I have to feel now more comfortable? And something about the whole thing didn't feel right, because am I trusting Hashem to get me out, or is suddenly teva getting me out of there? This is Hashem. Oh. So what do I care for Steph? Why?
Well, what do you think of the whole joke with the guy with the boat and the plane and the whatever? So what do you think of that? That's the same idea.
So if a boat comes, take the boat. But there's no boat here. I just saw a pathway. Nothing happened. I was still there.
No, but why wouldn't you go and?
I did.
The
I did. I did. I know it helped. Help. I fight. Get help. Help. Okay. No. You started out. You started out with a boat and a plane that actually saved you. This wasn't. This was
Derech HaTeva. Well, you didn't know. Maybe it could have saved.
Maybe. Come on. That's not saying a boat coming by. I did. Take it. This person found out the Chmara started to have a sick. Now they're going, they have these journeys. Some people are on a 12-year journey for health. People think that's journeys. So this person has to have a journey. Now, Chmara understand with the chemo, but they tell her that with this teva, you can get there. So what is they're trying to calm it down?
Right.
What was the comment coming from? Teva. So in fact, it's actually interfering with your bitachon, because you're moving with your bitachon, you're moving into teva. You start trusting teva.
Does she want to believe that she doesn't need this 12-year treatment?
The 12-year treatment. No, 12-year treatments only work on mental health. That usually happens first. No, this is I don't know. This takes years and years. People go through this Gehenna. Here, give a look over here. And no, it's not even here. That's a problem.
That's the opposite.
You're not allowed
not
to take any treatments. You have to do it. You have to believe
that
Hashem is coming.
Right. It's tricky, because once they acknowledge that.
I think everybody's missing the question here. I think everybody's missing the question. The suggestion is not
not to do it.
Not to take teva. I didn't say that. Because that's a Siba, okay? I'm going to shut my phone off, I'm sorry.
Where your B'tachon comes in.
Yeah, the question is where your B'tachon comes in, and do you feel more safe now that you have teva or not? You're still facing it. One second, and my point is, in the example you gave, there's no enemy. You take it, the enemy's gone. The enemy's not gone yet. The person still has to fight this terrible disease.
Why do you think Hashem sent you refuah that it's coming from?
So what do you care? What do you care if it's teva or not teva? What do you care? So what do you care? What do you care? What do you care if there's a teva or not? If Hashem is doing it, so.
You just know that now you see that Hashem is sending you
so how many people get to such a direction from a doctor, and 6 months later they're not here anymore? There's no guarantee. Yes,
so be thankful for Hashem that he's sending you something that seems to be Yeshua.
We did it the other way around. The doctor told us it was treatable but not curable, and my husband was cured after 3 months. I'm not saying that wasn't the end of the story, but
okay. Here's a real challenge. I'm looking at a thing I printed for you, but my real proof is in the next painting. But let me try this. Okay, come here to the page. Go to page 53 for a second. Okay, or maybe 52. Let's learn this little piece over here, and then I'll read for you what it says in Shabbat Tachon. You have a Shabbat Tachon here. You have the safer here. You sent me out. Can you get it to me? You don't mind? I can get it on the computer, but I'd rather if you have a safe.
52?
Yeah, call 51. I'm sorry, come to 51.
You need more booklets back there?
I see. I think this discussion will bring out the whole idea of why we even make a keli in teva. And this discussion hits it right on the point. What it really means is when a person is facing an enemy, and there's methodology in teva that's going to help him, he should not trust in teva at all. That's the point. So thank you. So I'll read that first over here, so just to show that I'm on the right track, and people are looking at it. I think I'm just. I'll show it like this. In chapter four, the God willing, we're reprinting this, and we haven't put in chapter four also. In chapter four, he writes like this. He says, when you go to a doctor, I remember he very remembers this, right? You go to a doctor. Okay, let me go straight to the healing thing. I'll work it back there. It's not in this book here, but I'm going to read it out loud slowly. Okay. But a person trusts in the and we say the same regarding health and illness. A person has to trust in Hashem about this. But since we spoke about Siba, a person has to do a Siba, then the shtadl of Asmodus Abiris, he has to make an effort to maintain his health. With the Siba is to have this nature. So, for example, you eat the proper foods, or you eat the proper, take the proper, and to push away sickness, which is generally accepted, which is a commonly used way of treating it. Which is basically where the Chas Shalom person is, has a commonly used way of treating something, and then you have the alternative ways of doing things. I'm not getting into the medicine part of it, but he gives you a little bit of a peek. You have to what general accepted means. Because they do it because the Eibishter says you should go to a doctor. Now, here's the key. And it's not a lot of words, so I'm going to read it slowly, and this is the point I'm trying to make. He's doing the Siba, but he shouldn't do it all without relying, without trusting on the Sibas of health and sickness. So what is Shehema Ilis, that they can help or they can hurt, only if Hashem wants it to happen. Now, what happens when he does it that way? So a person goes to a doctor and they're sick. And the doctor tells him, take this medicine, and that's going to heal you. How does a Jew take that medicine? The doctor gives the medicine because he looked under a microscope and he saw that this medicine heals the sickness. I'm even talking about antibiotic, which is more seemingly than the other stuff that we're talking about. So a Yid doesn't do that. A Yid goes to a doctor, and he does it because Hashem wants him to go to the doctor. The doctor didn't get him sick. Hashem got him sick. And Hashem wants him to go to the doctor and take those sebas that naturally causes to heal, but he takes it not because this medicine will heal him, because Hashem will heal him. Now, but he writes you what happens. It doesn't tell you what to do, and leave it up to spiritual understanding. He actually brings it down to practical application. This is what he writes. When he does it this way, when he relies on the Creator, Hashem will heal him. He will heal him with this medicine or without this medicine. Hashem will send his word and he'll heal. So he says, if you do it like this, then this Hashem will heal you. Either he can heal you through this medicine or he'll heal you. What does bilti siba mean? Bilti siba means, this is in the booklet. What does bilti siba mean? So come to page... Hamishi is here. Come to page 38. Here's where he introduces you to the world of Sibas. And he says like this. He says that Sheyizbor Etzle by Doma Hamishi. See the bottom of page 38? I'm reading Lashon Kodesh, and I'll do it slowly, and I will translate it. Doma Hamishi, the fifth Akdom is like this. Sheyizbor Etzle, I'm clear to him. Kashlamas Hadvarim, everything that happens in the world. Amaschashim Be'el Mazel, happens in this world. Lalacha Yetzira, after creation. Who bishnei dvarim, it happens two ways. Echad mehem, one way is gzeres abedi salav chetzer b'sasam v'lavani. Hashem wants it to happen, so Hashem directly makes it happen. What we call unless, what we call, if it only stays the first way, it means Hashem directly makes something happen. Hashemi means he uses sibis u'mitzuyim. Hashem uses means or causes u'mitzuyim and intermediary things. Mehem akrevim, if some are close, mehem rechekim, some are distant, mehem niglum, some are revealed, remember some are hidden. But all these sibas, all these causes are running to do what Hashem wants it. So what does a siba mean? A siba means like the marshal, I think the best marshal is this. If it's raining outside, if it's raining, and somebody says, asks you a question, why, how's it raining? The real answer would be, Hashem makes it rain. If somebody asks you, how does Hashem make it rain? Hashem wants it to rain, that's what's raining. And Hashem makes it rain because Hashem uses sivus. Hashem creates a body of water. The water makes some water that can evaporate. The water evaporates, it turns into a cloud. Turns the cloud. The cloud. Interestingly, heavy water suddenly becomes light, and the wind can push it over to where Hashem wants it to be. And Hashem makes it again the conditions, and the rain comes down. So Hashem works through sivus. Hashem works through sivus, through wind, through all we call nature is he called sivus, but it's not really, because as he will say later, we'll learn inside, the sivus means Hashem works through what we call natural causes to make something happen. It doesn't work. Using the word nature, uses the word sivas. So, but it's not the siba that's making it happen. It's Hashem that's making it happen. So he gives you an example. For example, what's a closed siva? He says, if you visualize this, if you okay, it says Hamayim, page 39. If you're taking out water, from the depth of the lid, a goggle with a wheel, the kelim Hamayim is Hamayim, like with vessel that bring up water, from a well. We see Bosse, if you go directly, you take a pail and you drop it down into the well, that's direct. If you take a whole mechanism, you have gears and you have a string and you tie a string to an animal and the animal walks around and turns all the gears and that makes a wheel turn around and the wheel is hooked up to a pail and takes out the water. That means it's a lot of sebas and that's distant. So he says, Shukesha Behemi ties the Behemi la Galgal to the wheel, Umliose and the Galgal moves this wheel to take the water out. So what's happening? So what's happening is, I'll say it outside, what's happening is that the person, there's a lot of parts of it, the water's coming out with a lot of sivas. There's a person, and there's the animal, and then the string and the gears. If anything happens to any of these sivas, the water won't come out. So the sivas have to be in place, right? So when Hashem tells us to eat, Hashem says to us, He will sustain me and He'll give me food. But I have to be part of the sibus. I have to pick up the food, put it in my mouth, and eat it. And if Hashem doesn't give me prepared food, I have to cook it first. Hashem is giving it to me, but I have to be part of the sibus. Why does Hashem, if I have to buy the food, I have to work for the money to buy the food? But the point is, all these sibus are there. They will only work when Hashem wants it to work. Because if anything is missing here, so what the one who's really giving it to us is Hashem. It's coming through what we call sibus. And that's why, for example, I'll prove to you that it's not pie in the sky stuff. It's real stuff. A yid will never work on Shabbos. A yid will work on Shabbos to make money. A pizza, but you can make more money work on Shabbos. But that's not, you know that your money's coming from Hashem. So you're not going to make a siba for Hashem to work through something he doesn't want you to do. And that's precisely why Hashem makes us do sibas, because that's where he's testing us. Are we going to do the things the way Hashem wants us to do it? Not. Are we going to do it in a way that's exela? Are we going to do it in a way that Hashem, at times Hashem doesn't want to do it? That's what goes into this point. But the point is, it's not the siba that's giving us something. It's Hashem giving us something. So the real test happens when we see something that's working. This, for example. So now let me read for you another part that he says in chapter 4. And you'll see, you put it all together. So he says like this. When we're looking for sibus of health, food, clothing, and housing, and even be the status. And to distance oneself from those that are absent. Now he does that in Beirim Manasi with the complete amunah, because sibus ain ma'ilis oisei bozeklum. The sibus won't help at all. Ela b'gzeiras ha'boris, but only the Eibishter wants it to work. Kasha yesh l'bal adama, the same way a person has land. He has to plow it, and he has to clean it from the weeds, and he has to plant it, and he has to give it to water if he needs water, and then trust Hashem that he's going to make it grow and protect the crop from pegoim, from things that are going to hurt it, and make a lot of a big harvest, and Hashem should bless the crop. The person can say, okay, Hashem, I have the land, make it grow. So Hashem wants us to make a siba, right? But when we do it, we're planting not because we think the ground will give us our food. We do it because Hashem wants us to plow. This is the a yid is only plows because Hashem wants him to plow. It's the same thing is the when a person does it work, we do it with the clear understanding by Yachshev that a siba can help him at all. And Hashem will give it to him with the siba, without the siba. Now, and it finishes like this, and this is, I guess, the point that I'm coming to. If a person works on a siba, if a person comes and does a siba, and then he's successful, he gets it. He went to work, he bought and he sold, he made money. He had a piece of land, he plowed and gave harvest. He went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him medicine, and the medicine worked. Well, he went, yeah. He went to the lawyer. Another wow. And it worked. Yeah. It says clear. Do not trust the siba. He the yismach bo, and be happy. Oh, I figured out a way how to make a living. Therefore, I will do more and do this. And he will become close to this siba. Why? Because this will weaken his trust in Hashem. And this is what we said right away in the beginning. If a person The only thing of betachin is trusting only in Hashem. If a person trusts in anything else other than Hashem, he's automatically not trusting in Hashem. He's trusting something else. What does Hashem do? Hashem says, okay, you like that, you go there. So it actually works out. It actually works out that when a person has a derech hatavdik way of getting something done, he has to be much more careful about his betachon than if he doesn't have a derech hatavdik way. And that's why you have to constantly remind oneself, has to constantly remind himself, it's not the Siba, it's Hashem giving it to me. And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. When we make a bracha, okay, every day, every time we wash and we eat, we wash our hands from tis adayim and we eat bread. We eat lachem and oretz, right? We make a metzi lachem and oretz, right? We finish eating, v'chalto b'savato v'irachto, we finish eating, we make a bracha. Which bracha do we make? Remember the bracha b'had? Hazan es'elum kulu b'tubi b'chei b'chazach m'lis l'chol b'asik m'chazach yavtu. Hazan, you know who wrote that bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu was m'sakin that bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man came down and fed the Yidden, Moshe Rabbeinu was m'sakin the birchas hazan. All those words that you're saying was actually composed, as if you will, in English, as Misakan in Lashon Kodesh, as Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha. That's why we are saying a bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu made on the food. Now stop a second and think. Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha for Lachem and Hashemayim, not Lachem and Noris. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha for eating food, the next bracha, Leidu Lecha, Hashem Lekir Al Shechat, Lavishin, Eretz Chem Tei Rechava. Who made that bracha? Yeshua Ben Nun. When he conquered Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we say Hashem thanks for Eretz Tevichav, Eretz Chamdo Tevichav, and we thank him for Al Oriz Al Amozi. We thank the Abishter for the land and for the food that comes from the land. Why are we not making that Neid L'chav the first, and why are we saying Hazan Islam first? We do say Neid L'chav, but that second. And you know, if a person had no time, whatever happened, and he only said the first bracha for an emergency, he was Yetz to the mitzvah. Huh? Tereise. It's a Tereise, yeah. It's good. Right? And Yetzir with Hazan, so you can make a shakal on a mitzi. You can make a bracha. It's making a wrong bracha. The bracha was written for lachem and hashemayim, wasn't it? Lachem naras. So what's the answer? Huh?
More lachem really from shemayim.
Yeah. You see, yeah, that's the point. That's exactly the point. Because what's the difference between lachem and naras and lachem and hashemayim? Lachem and hashemayim, a person cannot make a mistake and think that he did something here. Lachem and hashemayim is clearly come from Hashem. The midbar, they can't find, there's no food around anywhere, and mitamol, the food's coming from the heaven. What do you do for it? Nothing. Who are you thanking? The Eivishter. For what? For everything. You didn't do any ishtadlus. You did nothing. What ishtadlus you do? Okay, you're a mundi when you went out to the midbar, and you trusted the showing you, by the month, there was two aspects by the month. There was the Eimel HaGogolus, the Eivishter gave every person, every Gogolus means a skull, every person Hashem created, got an Eimer, got a package of food every day. That's the mood that Hashem creates you. He always says, Arevle, Hashem creates you, Hashem feeds you. And then the second part was B'tochem. It didn't go just, Hashem does it. D'vayim b'yemei. Every day came that Eimer, delivery. It came every single day. So you had the mood of B'tochem. That you had the mood that Hashem feeds every single person. And that the B'tochem, it will happen every single day. And Hashem did this for 40 years. It's brought down. Why? Of course, I had to feed them 40 years. But what was the point? What was the Kavanah? Hashem wanted to show the Yidden that I take care of you. I feed you. Even the place where you can't, you don't see I can get fed, I will feed you. And I did it for you for 50, 40 years. What's the point? Why? Because now when they come, the Abishah does not want us to stay in the midbar. The Abishah does not want us to stay in the desert. The Abishah wants us to go to Eretz Tevachom, right? But Eretz Tevachom, we're plowing the field. We're doing the Teva. The going before us also plowed the fields, and they were fed. Oh, but we're going to plow the field not because we think that the field is giving us food, because we know the food is coming to us from David. My hair is coming to the Siba through plowing it, and that's why we were created. We're created to have a moon in Hashem. That's the whole point. Why are we here? We're here. We do Tevadika things, but we have to know that we're not Teva. We're higher than Teva. We get everything we get from Hashem. And that's what Hashem did. Hashem gave us food for 40 years to dig it into our heads and our hearts that He's with us. Well, nothing changed. We went into Eretz Yisrael, something changed. Nothing changed. Elamai, what changed was, Lechem in Hashemayim, you can't make a mistake, and you know it's coming from the Eivishter. Lechem in Hashemayim, you can make a mistake. And so Hashem already pre-taught you, don't make that mistake. Know that I'm feeding you. So when you get lechem in Hashemayim, you know it's lechem in Hashemayim. That's why we take a seder. We say to the Eivishter, I eat lechem in Hashemayim, I work for it. I know it's lechem in Hashemayim. It's but to me, it's the same thing. That means I don't make a mistake. Now, think about the whole discussion tonight was, if a person has a derech and teva, does that make him feel closer that Hashem is taking care of him or not? Now, after learning this a little bit, I hope we can get a little bit of a sense over here. No, a person's teva does not make him any closer to what Hashem wants to give him. It's really up to Hashem what he wants to give me. It's actually the same. It's actually the same. To a certain degree, it's easier to have a tachan when there's nothing to do. But when there is something to do, because there's something to do, you can make a mistake. So it's really a very interesting a topic. Now, nobody wishes on anybody to be in a situation where there's no status involved. But that's our avoda. Our avoda is to be in the light, in the world, in the cycle, in the place where whatever things work. And our job is to realize that we're making Azara say a little bit that we're not beholden to Teva. Fakert. By us, we get our sustenance from the Eibishter, and therefore, if there is a Tevadik way of getting something, we don't feel closer to getting it. And if there's no Tevadik situation of getting it, we're not any more distant. We know in both situations, we have to trust Hashem to give it to us. And that's why we're created, and when we do it, that's what we see.
Isn't there like with the oil? Like she had to bring the thing, junk oil, because we're not living in a world of Nissan Gluyam. It's like you have to have something to
have in a Siba.
Yeah. So that's right. So that's why you have to plow the field. That's correct. But the same way by the oil, she didn't think for a second that she's.
You're talking about your thinking, not your actions.
Yes, and that's the whole Pitachon you're thinking. A Pitachon always comes down to thinking, and that's what he's over here. Look over there. That's right over here. Page 51. Okay, page 51. Let's see. Let's read it inside. You'll see it's exactly. It's all about.
Where
you 51. Start on top. He's sharing with you how you're supposed to identify which Siba a person is supposed to do for his sustenance. So he says about Dimyaze. Similarly. Timsa midas mi adam. You find people that have certain midas, same animals. Different animals have different talents, different ways of catching the food, and different physical features that allow them to do it. Like a lion has his teeth and his nails to catch something, and the cow has his teeth to grind the grass. So the lion goes after living creatures, and the behemoth goes after grass. So that's what he's saying. Same way that right there, they should give everyone their talents and their physical features to get what they need. So therefore, you'll find certain people that them and their goof, the physical body, is fit for certain business type of things or melachas or occupations. If a person finds himself by his midos, a certain teva that he likes, a certain work, the year and that not the teva's not enough. He has to also be gufi roilo. His body is physically fit to do it. And the body is able to tolerate its effort. He should try to do it. He should make it as a siva to bring his food. The Yisbel Misko Umirosa, and he should tolerate the sweet times and the bitter times. And he should not become disgusted by that if sometimes what he's working doesn't give him what he needs as far as the panos he needs. He trusts in Hashem. Hashem will give everything he needs all days of his life. And you mentioned kavana. But that's the point. He should have in kavana the intention when he is has tiddus libi begufay in his body. Whenever he's siba means the work that he's doing, the status that he's doing. When he's doing a siba, what he's doing really, he is fulfilling the command of the Creator. So tziva adam that the Eibishter commanded a person that's asking b'sivas elam to work on the b'sivas elam by avodas adam like kavodas adam like working the ground v'chrisasa and plowing zrasa and giving seed planting it. Right in the beginning, Hashem took Adam and Chava and put him in the Gedei love Hashem. No, but that's before the Avera says. Love the Rosham with the Gashmis, and also love the Zayasas of the means Mrs. Asay and love the Sham with Mrs. Lasas. But upon the idea of Avera, well, the Stamish Bishop Balachayim, Hashem wants a person to use with Salasa, with Nasa, being a Medinus, and he should, if you get the food, and have a family, and And the year in this kavana, and that when he has a kavana like this, he will be rewarded for his intentions and heart. You see, it's all this is a sefer kolchemis on the mamas. This is not what we're doing; it's how we're doing it. We're doing it with a leif shalom. We're doing it with a betachon. Betachon is a kavana thing. Betachon is a leif thing. It's not what you're doing. Yeah, the goy next door is planting and doing his thing because he believes in teva, and the yid doesn't believe in teva. He does teva, but he believes Hashem will give it to him. And why is he doing teva? Because Hashem will mitzvah sabayin. Hashem wasn't doing teva, and that's the whole difference. So this question of if a person has a tevatic way of being helped, does that make him feel closer? And I think
why can he think that because Hashem is sending you Yeshua through
because he's trusting the thing more than Hashem.
Why? It's a trap.
It's not. Why is it a trap? If you're very clear. If the lawyer found something, they're like, oh, Hashem, this could be the mahal.
Because you're right for two reasons.
I'm saying it's very nice of
you
that was like,
wow. No, you're right. But you weren't. That's a point. When you're doing a sibra, you're not supposed to think that this sibra is going to help you. Hashem is going to help you. So being, like you said over here, a person does a sibra and he's successful. If he thinks the success comes from this type of teva, then that's diminishing his betachon Hashem.
But it's all a thought. So you can have, it's the same metzias. It's the thought of thinking, my lawyer is getting this done and this is going to work. Or Hashem sent my lawyer to find this Yeshua and maybe this will be the path to my Yeshua.
Okay, so why do you think, why do you, so well, the person wasn't helped yet. He's going on a pathway, right? He's not, he wasn't.
But your thought could be Hashem.
But you know, for any type of person does, knows it doesn't have to happen that way.
Right, but it could.
Because take the example that he gives from somebody who plows and plants and seeds. He did everything, but everybody knows that the Abish doesn't make it happen. But
probably not just trusting Hashem Yeshua, you're probably trusting the Teva.
Yeah, that's the
question. When you see something that looks like it's looking positive, it's why the Itar. I want to look at it and say, oh, this is Hashem sending Yeshua. Hopefully, this will be.
When Hashem sends a person a halach, Hashem sends a person a job. He does a job. He goes to the doctor. He goes to that, but he doesn't think that because he has a mahalach, that's going to help him.
It's with the clarity and understanding that this is not the doctor, this is not the lawyer, this is not. Right.
So here's the test, getting
sidetracked and the ups and downs, you know.
So we also feel responsible for taking the next step. Sometimes you don't even know what the next step is. You're trying to find things, you don't clarify yourself. As you know the next step, that's already.
Yeah, maybe the easy way to look, go to page 34. Now, I knew this would happen because this is a very delicate, but it's not new, but it's very foundational. And the way
didn't Hashem design the world that it should look like concealed in Teva, but it's really him doing it?
Yeah, but our job
but
is to see it that way.
Fall into that.
So I'm asking a question, but I want to ask you a question. You have a business, and the teva is people walk into the store, people come and they're buying, so they make money. And then one day a week you shut it down. Tell me what's teva about that.
Right, because there, over there, the Terry's telling me not to work in Shabbos.
Okay, what's teva about that, I ask you. I'm just proving to you that in your acts on Shabbos, it became so normal, you don't think about it. But really, every time a person doesn't work on Shabbos, he's actually believing higher than Teva. Because even if he needed the money, he would never.
Back in the years when people had that.
I just want to say. So here's the point: people don't.
Well, think, but I, that's the biggest the thing point, the shop. What do you mean? Well, how can I close my store?
Remember, guy. This is what people told me. One guy tells me it's so they're going through a very dangerous illness, but it's not so bad because the doctors say it's okay. You think this? The Amish did that? What are you telling me?
Right, in that case.
And so people say one thing, but they mean something else. I mean, it's kind of normal. Hey, look up page 34.
I want to know for myself.
This conversation forces you to delve deep here. Page 34. Bagdom Ashlishis, the third Agdom. This is, he is enumerating, but guys, the reason I started up with the sickness, because Devi says, when you go to a doctor and you do what the doctor tells you, because Hashem wants you to do it, you take the medicine that the doctor claims works, not here, it could work, yeah? Claims it works. But you don't take it, because you're taking medicine where the doctor says that the teva is how it works, yeah? But you don't take it for that. This is very interesting. You're just taking a medicine, and the doctor says this works, and he says I'm taking it, not because it works. I'm taking it because Hashem wants me to take it. Right? So it's like the Shem Yichud Shabrichu, make a Shem Yichud, and you eat it. Yeah. He says then Hashem will help you with this sibum without him. So you see, it's not just semantics and words. Ahi in the head, ahi. There's a mamish negay lepeil. It's mamish negay lepeil. You want a healing? You want to get a healing? You want to get a healing? If I can't, that betachon big. So here, look at this. Look at Rashi's. So this is by the money that is spent as much as he's paid by the healing. Because by healing, you see clearly in the hands of Hashem. He says clearly, if you're gonna take medicine, and you take medicine because medicine is helpful for you, I'm gonna tell you something. I've said this a lot of times about the life from Esther Malkin. When Esther Malkin went to Achashverosh, she was, Mordechai says, go to him, why Esther went to take some other girl? Because Esther found Esther found favor in Achashverosh's eyes, yeah?
She was a lady and she was green.
Okay, but for the
Pasha
Vashat is that she was supposed to be Nezer Chaim by this guy, yeah? So she fasted for 3 days. Is that normal?
Right.
What you fasting days for? 3 days doesn't help you in your chay. So Elamai, because this is a perfect example. She knew her in this year's chay and Bachashverosh is not gonna do it. She has to first make sure Hashem is on her side. How do you get Hashem on your side? By davening. And in that situation, she had to fast 3 days. She was Esther Malki. She wasn't an average person, but she knew. But what she was doing was clearly against the Siba that she was going to do. She put on a nice gown, she put on nice whatever she put on over there, and she walked in after fasting 3 days. And that makes a lot of sense, right? But she knew it's not the Siba. It's Abishta. Once your Abishta is on your side, no. The Siba won't be so perfect. That's the point. That's the point, right? She's going to be green and she looks nice also. Awesome.
In your situation, you didn't like that the Lords were saying, we're going to get you out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what bothered you?
Yes.
It wasn't like
yes.
You weren't saying this.
Yes, that bothered me. That to me, that was a test of betachon. Do I feel now more confident I'm getting out? Because the Lord told me that this is what gets people out. That's the point.
What happened?
Now, look at this. Like, don't actually.
Let's say you had a situation through a doctor or through a lawyer. You know, Shem sent you that doctor. Shem sent you that lawyer.
You're broadening the question, but let's understand the question first. You're now trying to move it into different scenarios, right? But the scenario here is if a person is asked to do something or is facing a danger and he has a path with Hashem wants him to take it. Hashem wants him to take that path. And say he shouldn't take it. Hashem wants him to take it. But is he feeling more confident because the doctor told him it's okay? Or did he say, well, the doctor says or not, is not the point. I have to make sure Hashem is sending something. I have to daven to Hashem to make me healthy.
Happens to be, for example, when it comes to cancer chemotherapy, right? So most people don't want to take the chemo. It makes them very, very sick. So really, they would much rather say, I'm not taking the chemo. Hashem can help me anyway. But they're not allowed to do that.
Right. Right, right. Okay, but okay, again, nuanced over. But I just hooked on to two stories that I know. I have a lot more if I kept track of them. But here's the world of medical and the world of business. The guy tells me he doesn't want to know about these stories. I need to have Teva. You don't want Teva. Because Teva doesn't, you know, something get Teva, Teva doesn't work for you. That eat Teva does not work. It's not as if you have Because if you're doing Teva, means you're trusting Teva. And he says at the beginning, if you're trusting Teva, then Hashem puts you in the hands of Teva, then you're in trouble. What works for a good is work for a Yid. A Yid gets his sustenance from the Abishta directly.
What works for a good? They're putting in their
shalos,
and sometimes it works
for a good. So that's why, like by Goyim, if it's going good for them, Teva, so then the time the Abishta wants to give him, but Teva doesn't work for them, they can't bust out of it. A Yid can be in a situation where Teva doesn't work for him because he's not stuck to Teva, so he can be saved also.
What happens
when Ayid can be in a situation where Teva works so much and gets much more. Ayid's sustenance comes from Hashem. I have one more because we're out of time here. I want to show you one more thing to drive home the point. And I didn't think I was resolved about it. I think we have enough discussion to realize it's not Teva. It's Eivishter.
You need to do it.
Teva. Yeah, but you have to do Teva. But it's not Teva that's going to help you. It's Eivishter. That's the point. Focus should be more like Esther Malka. Focus more. Make sure Hashem wants to help you, and then Teva work for you anyways. Here, Makdom HaShlishi, look at this. Page 34. Sheyayachid elikov v'betchoynei boy. He should make sure that only Hashem is the one he's trusting. In that area, we have to trust him. We should only make sure that it's Hashem he's trusting. He shouldn't partner anything else with him. And to trust in him and one of the creations. That was why. Because then he will lose, he will hurt his b'chitzachon Hashem, b'yishtat of his lost imei, when he's b'yishtat somebody else with him. What is the example that he gives? Look at here. U'kfar yodata ma'shanema b'osso. You know what Osso was?
A king.
A big king. A tzaddik of a king. Osso was one of the Malchi Yehuda, who was a tzaddik gomer. Okay? Im chasidusei. He's not a tzaddik. He was from chasid. Is Eish Shasamach. There was a time that he was Seimach al Reifim, the Chsiv. Now you talk about Osir, so you have to take this in the state, not just to talk about anybody. But the Torah says, there was, for him, it was a situation where he wasn't looking to him. He was talking about doctors, and he was punished for it. So you see, what did the doctors tell him? He went looking for healing from doctors. And it wasn't pure b'tochen de'ebishta from us's level. And he brings this as an example of you're not allowed to be b'shtata. Doesn't mean we don't do teva. I showed you before, you do go to a doctor. Because it says v'rapi y'rapi. And I'm sure also, but it was the kavanah there, wasn't the way he's playing it, saying it. But me'ra kosev. Baruch ha'geva, look at this passage. Baruch ha'geva, she'ivto v'ashem, v'ayishem eftache. What's a double lashon? Baruch ha'geva, blessed the ebishta. That trust blesses the person trusting Hashem, and Hashem is his one he trusts. He just said, why is it double lashon? That's the point. Some people say, I trust in Hashem, but they also trust in the doctor. I trust in Hashem, but I also trust in my business. I trust in Hashem, but I trust in the lawyer. So the point is, Baruch HaGav Hashem, by Hashem, it's the only one he trusts in Eivishter. So if you find any element of trust that's given into the doctor, to the lawyer, that's how you're supposed to lessen it or loosen yourself up from it and move your whole b'tochen on Hashem. And the only reason, I showed you the words, the only reason why you go to a doctor because of Yapi Yerap.
In the Jewish world, everyone always looks for the top doctor.
Right? That's what Rosh Hashiva said, but the rest of a doctor means the rest of a mala.
Yeah.
So there's something about
it. I think the answer for that is, if you will, if you always have to realize, here's what people do. I think that this is where the error is. They start out what people do, and then they try to move it back to how Taylor should look at it. That's what we're doing. People go to the doctors. How do we fit the Shabbat talking into what people do? I think the other way around.
We should go to the
Shabbat. Here.
Top one, but no, it's not.
So we're supposed to do is say, not tricky. I think everybody here got a little better at it over the few years. It's getting better. If you take the exact example that we were given before about a farmer. If a farmer has a choice of purchasing two farms, talking about Hashem wants to hire the Teva, gives work in Teva. If he has money in his pocket and he can purchase a land that's a better piece of land, or can buy a piece of land that's less fertile. So Hashem tells him, you have to, like I said, go to the doctor. He's supposed to use the medicine that he just used. You use the, but all of that is just another thing because he has the money. What happens if the person doesn't have the money? And he can't afford a piece of it. So you have to ask yourself what's going on, right? Okay, so that doesn't, I told you the story. I'll finish up with a story from a tzaddik. So I finish up this. But you do, if somebody appoints two people, if a person, two people, moves it, everything happens. Everything falls apart. If you put two people on the job, it doesn't mean you'll have the job double covered. You don't have any job done. And something else, that that destroys his betachon. And vizii, it's a very strong word. Vizii is a siba chazaka. This will be the siba chazaka. The money menu mashabatachlof to hold back when you trust on him. K'mesh amar. Okay, I want to finish with a story about doctors. With a story I heard by my shir years ago, and I can't. Every time I bring this is an example. Imagine Feinstein was approached by Yid from Eretz Yisrael. Came and said he had a terrible disease on one of his feet, or both of his feet. I don't know, whatever, it was a bad thing. And he came to America to get healed. And he had there was doctors in Manhattan that can heal him, and there's doctors in Minnesota that can heal him.
Rochester.
Yeah, Mayo. So Mayo, this was years ago when there were doctors and hospitals. But he told them.
She was remotion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So he told us he's a fantastic. He told us here, he says to the year, that you should know. You should go to where the money, where there's more money. Because the more money buys better doctors, and that's where you should go. So at that point, there's more money in New York. So he found a doctor in New York and they scheduled an operation for him to save his life. And they booked him in, it seems like it was a Thursday before a weekend. For like whatever, there was a long weekend. So the nurse came in. So he got his Baruch Hashem for the doctor. Baruch Hashem has money, and Baruch Hashem everything is running good. He followed the orders from the Meisha. He's in the right doctor, the right everything. And he's waiting for that patient to be healed. The nurse comes in the morning and he checks his vitals, and his vitals are no good. He said, "To your temperature, or pressure, or something was going on. He couldn't do that operation." So the doctor he came to operate. The vitals are no good. He came to operate in the situation. Have to wait. As he was devastated. He was like, devastated. I was going to be here. So they left, the doctors left, and the nurse felt so bad for him, she decided she's taking the vitals again. And this time, she said, the vitals, it was good. The blood pressure went down, the heat, whatever, but it got better. Oh, it got better. So right away, let's do the operation. But who was left? The janitor, right? Yeah, I mean, the guy who's staying open in the weekend. Yeah, the guy was learning how to do this thing, you know? So, that's all I remember. I don't know. First responder. So they wheel him into the operating room to give him the thing, and Baruch Hashem was Matzliach, and he got healed. And he made a suicide every single year, and he got healed. So look how the thing played itself out. It wasn't a doctor. That's the point of the whole story. It wasn't. He had to find the best doctor. And he found orders to where the more money is. And somebody had to pay big money to get the best doctor. But the one who brought him the Yeshua was a lower type of doctor, not the best doctor. That's the point of the whole story. So that's, I think, I hope that this whole discussion was something. And guys, I should mention, you can sign good.